Welcome to the Everyday Home Learning Podcast. I'm Hillary, and tonight I'm recording while my children are playing in the living room. I was so struck by what was happening that I had to pick up my recording equipment and record this podcast. And likely I'll have to pause it and come back to it, but I just really wanted to connect with all of you tonight because I know that homeschooling siblings can be so difficult because our kids fight. And actually, the number one most listened to episode on the Everyday Home Learning Podcast is called Sibling Harmony. And I know that when our kids are together 24/7, it's just natural that they would fight. And sometimes this can actually make academic instruction, that element of homeschooling, very challenging because parents are trying to attend to the needs, academic needs of multiple children. As many of you know, I have two. My son is almost 11 and my daughter is 7. And the kids are 3.5 years apart. Sometimes they're best friends. Sometimes they are each other's worst enemies. And those things can happen from one minute to the next. So even though I come to this homeschooling lifestyle with a background in teaching and education, and I was, I think, pretty successful when it came to organizing my classroom, keeping things harmonious in the classroom, creating a really positive learning environment. Every single day as a homeschool mom, I have to work really hard to create a happy situation for my kids and to help their relationship blossom in the way that I wanted to. But tonight, the kids are playing and they've decided to be friends. And I just wanted to come over here and record this really quickly because I just wanted to share with all of you that I know how hard it is to homeschool siblings. And if you find it difficult, if your children fight, know that you're not alone. I speak with homeschool parents every single day from around the world, and everybody has their moments, their days, their weeks, their months, their years that are very challenging when it comes to homeschooling siblings. But there's a couple of things that I just wanted to share with you tonight. And so that's my reason for coming over into a corner away from my kids. They'll probably barge in on this recording any minute when they realize they don't have an audience, because I was kind of providing an audience for their play, which I think helped them kind of get into a good rhythm in their play. And don't you find that their play actually does take on a rhythm and sort of creates a culture unto itself. But one thing I wanted to say was, I noticed that my kids play really well together when they know they're expected to do something. So if I tell them it's time to take a family walk, then suddenly they start playing together in a way that just has so much purpose and focus, and they just are so committed to whatever silly little game they've created and whatever their intense narrative made up play is. They're just really into it suddenly because they know that we have to bundle up and go outside for a walk as a family, because we go for a lot of walks as a family, even if it's super cold. And so that is one thing that I've noticed. If my kids know they're expected to do something that they would like to delay, they want to procrastinate, suddenly they are playing together in a way that is so purposeful, it's so focused, and it's so just really committed and peaceful. Even if it gets a little wild, they're enjoying it. And so one of my takeaways from that is I have started to build in extra time into the transitions of the day, because now I see that this is happening with my kids. And so, for instance, right now that I'm recording this, it's kind of getting close to bedtime, but I've started the bedtime routine really early because I know that this is actually when they like to start playing. And in the past, it would annoy me because I would think, oh my gosh, this is delaying bedtime. We're going to get the kids to bed too late. My daughter, the 7-year-old, she's going to be so grouchy in the morning. Now, unbeknownst to the children, I have accounted for this little window of time, this little moment of our day where they really like to play together because they know they're delaying bedtime. And so I'm perfectly at ease and comfortable, and I'm allowing it to happen. In fact, I want it to happen. I want my kids to play together in this happy way. And so that's what they're doing while I'm recording this right now, expecting them to barge into this room at any moment. They are playing in a really lovely way together, knowing, or at least thinking, that they are delaying the bedtime process. One child has had her bath. My son is going to have a shower, and he knows that he can kind of delay it in this way. So that is one thing that I wanted to share with you, and take from it what you will. Try this idea out of kind of setting aside a time within a transition where you know that they might be delaying. I am back. I was interrupted. My daughter came looking for me. And it's funny because, like I was saying before, when my kids get lost in these funny games that they play together and these made-up scenarios, they play really in a silly way. But they do like me puttering in the background, like cleaning the kitchen, doing just tidying up. They like me being there. It's sort of like they have an audience for their silliness. So the fact that I wasn't there and I had gone to a bedroom to record this briefly, it kind of disrupted some of the rhythm and flow of their play. So I find that really interesting. And normally I would just stay where I was, allow the play to happen, and enjoy it while I get all the things done that I want to get done. So it's really lovely when they do play that way. But I want to share with you another sneaky approach to facilitating this kind of happy play, this kind of teamwork between the siblings, and that is having your kids gang up against you. And I know that sounds weird. Why would we want our children to gang up against us and form sort of an alliance against their parent? But lately I have been playing card games with my children just during the day, just as a random interlude, something to do that's screen free, that is fun, that keeps them entertained. And I like playing cards with my kids. Usually I'll have a cup of tea. It'll usually be in the afternoon. And I'll just sip my tea. I'm on the carpet with the kids. It's kind of nice. You might be hearing my son blasting his recorder in the background, which seems to have been integrated into their made-up game. But I wanted to share that lately what the kids have been doing is they have been on a team against me, and they find it so much fun to work together to beat me and to just make the game absolutely impossible for me to win. And I'm not a competitive person, so I'm absolutely fine with losing. And I love how creative they get as a team to find interesting ways to make sure that I lose. And of course, they bend the rules of the game. They create scenarios that make it absolutely impossible for me to ever win. And I just giggle, I sip my tea. The two of them are just giggling to no end. They think it's so, so, so funny. And it's another opportunity for them to become accustomed to being happy together, to enjoying each other. And instead of being adversaries, they're being total friends. So I wanted to share these two little tips and techniques that I have been kind of fostering lately. One is, as I said, the first part of this episode, kind of planning for transitional delay tactics when our kids are procrastinating from something they don't really want to do. And that's when they choose to start playing really in a nice way together. So just plan for that so that you can make sure that it does happen and you don't have to rush it. So that's my one kind of sneaky technique to fostering this happy sibling togetherness. And then the other is create scenarios where they can be a team against you, maybe in a card game or other kind of game, and see what happens. See if they really bond over this experience. I would love to hear how this goes for you. Please reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at Home Learning Coach if you're not already following me there. And this episode is brought to you by the Homeschool Mom Academy. I'm on Patreon at www.patreon.com/homelearningcoach. The Homeschool Mom Academy is a weekly membership community. Every single week, I create video instructional workshops for you, and I'm there to guide and support you in the chat. I love supporting moms who homeschool from around the world. It is just such a blessing. And so thank you so much for being here. If you know of a mom who might benefit from this episode, please send the link to her. And please subscribe to this podcast, rate and review this podcast so more moms can find it and have access to this free resource. Thank you so much for being here, and I will speak with you soon.